Internal Revenue Service, IRS tax news. How a taxpayer's filing status affects their tax return. But first, an attempt at a joke. I apologize in advance. The economy does not become golden just because you dump 24 trillion carrots into it. It just makes people develop a dislike for carrots, which isn't good if you, like most people, are trying to use carrots as a medium of exchange. I've been saving up all my carrots to buy a new car. But when I tried to get one, the dealership said, "Why would I want your stupid carrots? The government just gave us 24 trillion of them. Carrots are as common as coconut cocktails in the Caribbean. Your carrots are no good here. Now, we may be able to strike a deal if you could trade something that's a little bit more real, like toilet paper or possibly some canned goods." And I was like, "You've got to be kidding. That's ridiculous. Nobody would give up their toilet paper supply just for a new car. Where's my skateboard? I'm out of here." IRS tax tip 2022-13, January 25th, 2022. A taxpayer's filing status tells the IRS about them and their tax situation. This is just one reason taxpayers should familiarize themselves with each option and know their correct filing status. The IRS Interactive Tax Assistant, there's a link to that here, can help them determine their filing status. A taxpayer's filing status typically depends on whether they are considered unmarried or married on December 31st, which determines their filing status for that entire year. So obviously, when you're thinking about the filing statuses, you want to think about which filing statuses you qualify for, and then if in the event that you qualify for more than one of them, obviously you want to rank the filing statuses in such a way that you get the most benefits. You want to take the filing status that would give you the most benefit from a tax standpoint. So you typically want to break out the first two breakouts with the kinds of filing statuses would be married versus non-married. So what are your options if you're married? What are your options if you're non-married? Obviously, there's some overlap in that you could have situations where you're thinking, am I legally separated or am I not legally separated? So that's going to be a question as to whether you qualify as married or not married. You might have to take a look at the state laws and so on with regards to marriage to help you out with that determination. Also note that the date here is December 31st. That's the end of the year. So if you were considered married or not married, or in other words, if you got married basically at the end of the year, then that would be considered married basically for the year. So when you're doing your planning or tax planning with regards to that, obviously that shouldn't be really driving your possible marriage situation or be the primary factor or anything, but you might want to take it into consideration of what the filing or tax changes will be, because they can, of course, be significant, and they can be either positive or negative going from single to married, just basically depending on the circumstances. Then once you have those two categories, then you can list what you could do within those two categories. In other words, if you're married, you typically have, you can married filing joint, which is usually a beneficial way to go, or married filing separate, which is separate, that's different than filing as single. In other words, once married, if you qualify as married, you can't really jump back to single just because you want to, right? At that point in time, if you qualify as married, your two filing statuses typically will be married filing joint, married filing separate. Married filing separate is not the same as filing as single. In particular, if you try to file married filing separate, you might not have access to some of the big credits or refundable type of credits like the earned income credit, or at least not as much emphasis on those credits, because the IRS is basically skeptical of people filing married filing separate once married. And then if single, then you want to tier which filing statuses you would qualify for. So if you were a widow or widower, then that might be a filing status in a special situation that would have a higher filing status ranking typically. And then head of household, where you pick typically need a dependent, and then single is of course the worst filing status from a taxpayer's standpoint typically. All right, so a taxpayer's filing status typically depends, I just read that, more than one filing status may apply in certain situations. If this is the case, taxpayers can usually choose the filing status that allows them to owe the least amount of tax. So obviously, if you have more than one filing statuses, the point here is to pay less taxes. So you're going to try to choose the one that's going to allow you to pay the less taxes. So when preparing and filing the tax return, filing status determines if the taxpayer is required to file a federal tax return. If they should file a return to receive a refund, their standard deduction amount, if they can claim certain tax credits, and the amount of tax they owe. Here are the five filing status. You got single. Normally, this status is for taxpayers who are unmarried, divorced, or legally separated under a divorce or separate maintenance decree governed by state law. So typically, that's going to be the worst filing status generally in terms of ranking for filing statuses. However, note that if you have two single individuals who then get married, there are certain situations, especially with these refundable credits, where you know it could end up actually being, from a tax standpoint, a bad thing or a burden for the tax. You might owe more taxes, in other words, in certain types of situations, in particular because of some of the ways that these, again, these refundable credits kind of work out, the child tax credit, the earned income tax credit, and so just be aware of that. And then married filing jointly. If a taxpayer is married, they can file a joint tax return with their spouse. If one spouse died in 2021, their surviving spouse can use married filing jointly as their filing status for 2021 if they otherwise qualify to use that status. So married filing jointly, obviously the idea from going from single to married filing jointly, you would think would be that there's not a tax detriment. And you would think from a general standpoint, we would actually want to possibly give a tax benefit for married, maybe, you know, at least not a detriment to it. And you can imagine kind of what happens with it. The standard deduction basically has to be doubled with it. You got to change all the progressive tax rates to reflect the fact that you might have two incomes that would be involved at that point as well. So it should, at least usually, it comes out to be, if you're single, two single people now combining together with one tax return, it's generally supposed to be kind of a neutral type of thing from a tax standpoint, but you can see how complex the tax law is and how it's kind of difficult to make it exactly neutral because of the progressive tax systems. Now you got two income families, different dependent statuses, and so on and so forth. So keep that in mind. And once again, single versus married, if you're qualified as married, then you can't really jump back to single. So you got to realize that. You then can say that you want married filing jointly, but you can't generally jump back to the single filing status unless separated. Also note that if a spouse died, you have the idea here that in that year, they say here, if one spouse died in 2021, their surviving spouse can use married filing jointly as their filing status for 2021 if they otherwise qualify to use the status. And then after that point in time, possibly qualified widow or widower, if that would be applicable. Married filing separately. Married couples can choose to file separate tax returns. This may benefit taxpayers who want to be responsible only for their own tax, or if it results in less tax than filing a joint return. So typically, married filing jointly would be a more beneficial in most cases, although there could be some cases where married filing separately would be more beneficial. It's different than filing single, so be aware of that, and you could have limitations, severe limitations, on some like credits and deductions for married filing separately. You also have to be aware of the state that you're in and the rights in terms of the marriage rights, in terms of property and taxes and whatnot with regards to the state, to make sure you're filling out the tax return properly for married filing separately. Head of household, unmarried taxpayers may be able to file using this status, but special rules apply. For example, the taxpayer must have paid more than half the cost of keeping up a home for themselves and a qualifying person living in the home for half the year. So that means we're on the single side of things, right? So now we're saying they're not married, we're not married, or whoever we're talking about is not married. Then if you can qualify for head of household, that will be a step up in terms of tax basis from filing as single typically. And so if you can, then you would. If you can't, then you got to go back to single. So qualified widow or widower with dependent child. So this again would be an area where you're basically on the single side, you're not married, but you had something, your widow or widower, so you have that situation, which might be, if you can qualify for it, it would be a more beneficial tax filing status than single or head of household. So you would go for that one if it would qualify. So this status may apply to taxpayers filing a 2021 tax return if their spouse died in 2019 or 2020 and they didn't remarry before the end of 2021 and have a dependent child. Other conditions also apply. So more information at the links below. Publication 501, Dependent Standard Deduction and Filing Information, and Publication 17, Your Federal Income Tax. There's a link to these items here, and there'll be a link to this in the description.